Hello, Justin. Good morning, everybody. We start with West Delaware Volleyball inside Seedorf Gymnasium last night on Senior Night and Youth Night in the gym. The final WAMAC East Division contest of the season and Hawks' final home regular contest as the Hawks defeated Solon 3-1 after falling 27-25 in a 27-minute set one. Hawks rattled off three wins in a row, 25-20, 25-15, and 25-21. Total match score, 183. Total match time, 1 hour and 31 minutes. The Hawks winning the battle of ranked teams as the number 12 squad in Class 4A, taking down the Spartans number 8 in Class 3A. In the series history is the 22nd meeting between the two programs since 2009, with the Hawks now winning 17 of the contests. They've won 13 in a row, dating back to 2013. WD improving their record to 22-10. Dropping Solon to 19-9. For the Hawks, a balanced offensive attack. Olivia Schulte and Allie Dimmer, 12 kills apiece. Brooke Krogman had 11, 7 for Gracie Lynch. Veda Langle and Kirsten Colbert added 4. Haley Vasky with 5 serving aces, 2 apiece for Olivia Schulte and Susie Funky, 1 for Colbert and Olivia Halverson. Elsewhere in coverage, Area WAMAC Conference Volleyball from last night, Independence hosting Mount Vernon. The Indy Mustangs were defeated by the Mustangs of Mount Vernon 3-0, 25-8, 25-12, and 25-19. Tri-Rivers Conference play, North Lynn hosting East Buchanan, taking down the Buccaneers 3-0, 25-23, 25-17, and 25-16. Edco with a 3-0 win over Alburnett on the road, 25-21, 25-10, and 25-20. Central City losing to their rival Springville at home 3-0. In MVC play, Western Dubuque hosting Waterloo West in Epworth. The Bobcats were victorious 3-1. To the world of cross country, where West Delaware alum and Williamsburg Athletic Director Nate King hosting the Williamsburg Annual Invitational. 13 teams on the girls' side. West Delaware coming in 8th with 222 points. First place was Pella with 53, 65 for Mount Vernon Lisbon. Third was Solon with 67. The host Williamsburg Raiders, 95 points, good for fourth place. The top runner for the Hawks was Josie McMahon, coming in 42nd place. The sophomore ran at 22:45.88. Faith Rich, a senior for the Hawks, 44th place, 22:50.28. Senior Brooke Lewin, 45th, with a 23:09.73. The junior Emma Hogan, 46th. She ran a 23:13.14. Izzy Schmitz, the junior, 51st place with a 23:43.97. And senior Claire Reidenauer came in 63rd with a 24:55.68. In the boys' varsity race, 14 schools fielding complete teams, as first place was Pella with 42 points, Mount Vernon Lisbon second with 91, Danville New London was third with 111. The Hawks of West Delaware coming in 10th with 268 points. 100 individual runners. Number one for the Hawks was Zach Winger, a 27th place showing. The junior ran a 17:45.37. Junior Evan Cartman, 52nd, 18:42.45. A 19:18.51 for junior Alex Steffen, good for 63rd place. Sophomore Braden Winger with a 64th place finish as he ran a 19:20.76. Jace Turnus, the sophomore, 68th, a 19:39.16. And junior Nick Minson, 69th, with a 19:39.44. To college football news now, former Edco standout and 2021 Vikings grad Parker Rochford has been awarded a couple of different honors. because of his play as a sophomore defensive back for the Wartburg Knights. Rochford was named the Defensive Player of the Week for the American Rivers Conference. Rochford led the 22nd-ranked Knights in tackles in their 25-0 victory over the University of Dubuque last Saturday. He had 7 tackles, 5 of which were solo. In addition, Rochford tied the school record with 3 interceptions. He added 2 pass breakups in the shutout win, as the victory on Saturday marked the 3rd straight shutout and first time since 1942 for Wartburg. The Knights improved to 4-0 on the season and 2-0 in ARC action. It's the first Defensive Player of the Week honor for the Edgewood native Rochford. He also garnered national attention as he was named to the D3Football.com National Team of the Week. It's his first career honor and first for the program since 2019. Parker is one of 18 coverage area players on the Wartburg football roster, including his brother Preston, who's a senior linebacker on the squad. To Major League Baseball, Aaron Judge walked 4 times and stayed at 60 home runs, one shy of Roger Maris's American League record, as the New York Yankees clinched the AL East title by beating the Toronto Blue Jays 5-2. The Yankees won the division for the first time since 2019. They celebrated their 20th division championship, tied for second most with the Dodgers behind Atlanta's 21. New York secured a first-round bye and home field advantage in the division series. Judge lined out in his first at-bat, then drew 4 straight walks in his 7th straight game without a home run. The Yankees have 8 contests left in the regular season for Judge to tie or break the AL mark set by Maris back in 1961. Toronto maintained its place atop the AL Wild Card standings. Elsewhere in Major League Baseball, these winners: Houston, Detroit, Tampa Bay, Minnesota, Boston, the LA Angels, and Texas. In the National League, the Pirates, Atlanta, Cubbies, Miami, San Francisco, San Diego, and the St. Louis Cardinals beat Milwaukee 6-2 as they sealed its first division crown since 2019 and 4th straight playoff berth by defeating the team that won the NL Central last year, the Brewers. This marks the 3rd straight year the Cardinals have wrapped up a postseason spot with a victory over Milwaukee. And that's the way it is for now. Have yourselves a good Wednesday morning. John Swisher, KMCH Sports.